This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Colorado has two new confirmed measles cases, bringing the total for the year to 14, far more than it recorded in the previous decade. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state health department says the first case involves a child under 5 from El Paso County. They recently traveled with family to Ontario, Canada, where a measles outbreak is ongoing. The child was vaccinated with one dose of MMR vaccine. The second one is in an unvaccinated Arapaho County adult. They were at Denver International Airport on Tuesday, May 13th. That's during the exposure period of an out-of-state traveler who flew while infectious. That person is tied to at least 8 other cases in Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A whistleblower lawsuit filed last week against Governor Polis is expanding. The suit alleges Polis violated state law by directing the Labor Department to share Coloradans' personal data with ICE in response to a subpoena. Yesterday, labor unions Colorado Winds and AFL-CIO, along with civil rights group Towards Justice, announced they're also joining the suit. David Seligman is the executive director at Towards Justice. He's also running for attorney general.
We're asking the court to order the governor to comply with Colorado law. We're asking the governor to stand up for us, the people of Colorado.
In the case's first hearing hours before the rally, the governor's defense attorney claimed Polis's actions fell under legal exemptions for criminal investigations. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.